All right. Of course, we're live. Of course, we got the music all squared away. We got the audio great over here. Episode 59. Melissa Rose is back, of course, because I have a lot of emails saying, bring Melissa Rose back. Or they'll discontinue the Derek Shapiro Show.
Is this true? I have stalkers. Is that what you're trying to tell me?
Yes, you have stalkers. I'm one of them. Your boyfriend's not here. Say, hello.
So it's no host bar today, then?
Yes. I got to kiss your hand again.
Oh, my God. I'm like, I'm single.
Yes, of course. I mean, you're no wedding band on.
Well, I'm engaged.
Where's your engagement ring?
That's my engagement ring.
Let me see. Wow, look
I'm wearing it on the wrong hand, though.
You're wearing it on the wrong hand. Okay. How often do you wear it on the wrong hand?
All the time.
That's high five for that.
High five for that.
This is great. I'm sorry. So let the camera see. Did you have a good shot, Melissa Rose? I just want to make sure you have a good shot, Melissa Rose, on the camera. Oh yeah. Come here, Pete. I just want to make sure. Yeah, your boyfriend can see you. I just want to make sure we have a good shot, Melissa Rose, on the camera. You know.
Oh yeah.
Oh good. And Pete, come in here. Come here, Pete. Repeat. You're back. Of course, this is the former deadbeat of the Derek Shapiro Show. Lose yourself at the Derek Shapiro Show. www.derekshapiroshow.com. Repeat is back, and he's not even participating. He's in the back doing something over here.
Because I don't like you, Shapiro.
Well, that's what people do. Come here, Repeat. Come here. So, why did you take a few times off?
You know what, Shapiro? Cocaine's a hell of a drug.
I heard it's true. Is it true that you have a great girlfriend and you'd rather be with your girlfriend than the Derek Shapiro Show?
Of course.
Obviously. Obviously. Takes precedence.
But I think you're back because of Melissa Rose.
Obviously.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes. If your girl's watching, she'll be dumping you after the show, right?
Oh, that's why she doesn't watch the show.
Thankfully, right?
Yes. All right, we have a great sponsor, of course, Michael Davis, who owns Cartridge World in East Point, Georgia, of course. He's on the show tonight. And, of course, we got Foolish, rapper Foolish, of course, who's he's an engineer here at Rich Productions. I'm going to be calling him live. Going to ask him some questions, of course.
Yes.
And let's see. Call Foolish. This is our first interview, of course, live. Lose Yourself the Derek Shapiro Show, episode 59. Next month is episode 60. Can you do that?
Wow.
60. With the former linebacker from the Atlanta Falcons.
Oh, that's awesome.
Michael Reed. I interviewed him on the DSS TV station before. And, okay. So you can make sure I got it. Speakers on. Live. Lose out the Derek Shapiro Show. Hello? Hi, Foolish.
Hey, Shapiro.
How are you doing? You're live on Lose out the Derek Shapiro Show. How are you?
I'm doing really well. How about you?
Great, because Melissa Rose is here.
Foolish, hello, how are you?
Hey, Melissa.
How are you doing?
I'm doing very well, how about you?
I'm well. I'm here with you and Derek.
That's great.
I'm a lucky lady.
Yes, without her boyfriend tonight.
I'm playing.
Yes. So, Foolish, where are you tonight? I heard you're on the road. Oh, okay. Now let me ask you a question. Do you like the song "Sweet Home Alabama" better or "Georgia on My Mind"?
Sweet Home Alabama. Uh-huh.
Really? Because you live in Georgia, you know.
Sweet Home Alabama is a better song.
Really?
Yeah.
So you being a rapper, of course. So do you have any CDs coming out? What's happened with you, Foolish? Awesome. And Melissa, what do you want to ask, Foolish?
Why are you in Alabama? Do you have a girlfriend there? You
no,
laugh.
I am on college mission.
Oh. That's what they all say.
What kind of mission are you on?
Top secret.
I'm on a top secret mission as well. Okay, I have a question for you, Foolish. Would you have sex with Rihanna?
I would.
Okay, you don't even have to, like, be with her that long, maybe 5 minutes. If she said, Foolish, take me now, would you?
Yes.
Okay, now, if you could spit something live, okay? Okay, because you have no CD recorded yet, right? So, if you could spit something live about you dating Rihanna, you having sex with Rihanna, can you do that live now on Leave Yourself the Derek Shapiro Show?
But you have to use the words pink monkey. No, pink taco.
Oh, my goodness. I don't know if I can do that. I would have to actually sit back and write something to that one. That'd be kind of hard.
Okay, just rap about anything.
Huh?
Rap about anything.
Anything you want.
Anything I want?
Anything.
Any verse?
Yes.
Or any rhyme?
And try to put try to put my name and Melissa's name in it.
Okay. I'm trying. Okay. All right.
We've made him nervous.
Exactly. We did make him nervous.
We made you very nervous.
Very nervous, right, Foolish?
Yeah, put me under pressure.
Okay, we'll stop that. Let's have another question. Do you believe in the Illuminati?
No.
Now, Foolish, I gotta say, you had an interesting performance because usually you do hardcore rap, but I made you do very, like, poems at the borders, you know, when you were on talking with Derek on DSS TV station. How did that make you feel?
No way in particular. It was,
And where can people find
you?
Where can people find your information? People want to get a hold of you. Where can people find your information?
I have a Twitter and a Reaper Nation. My Twitter is that Foolish Thoughts, capital T, capital Z. And Reaper Nation, just type in Foolish. It's going to find me.
All right. Oh, Repeat wants to say something.
Repeat is upset with you because you're not exciting him.
Yeah, you sound very boring. You're just scaring away all the listeners. I just checked the numbers, and when we started the show, we was at 100,000, and now we're at 2. What's going on, Foolish?
Oh my God, that was so rude.
Hey, Repeat, can you repeat that again?
Foolish, you do sound a little shy. Are you shy?
Am I shy? No, sometimes. Really,
okay, let's talk about a topic we all like, boobs.
Foolish.
Derek, he wants to talk about boobs.
You want to talk about that? Because we're going to go on to our next guest and play your song, Melissa. Contagious, of course. Because actually, I am contagious about boobs, but because if we talk about boobs right now, I would have to go to Hooters after this.
Oh, wow, Shapiro just grabbed Melissa's boob.
Yeah.
I'm telling her boyfriend.
Yeah. Now we're making up stories.
Wait. Yeah, I'm in Marietta, though, right? And we're in Marietta.
They're only like 5 minutes away.
Oh, okay. Only 5 minutes away. Foolish, thank you very much, Foolish, all
Foolish,
right?
Foolish, we love you. Loosen up. Have a drink.
All right?
Yes, sir.
All right, just make sure you don't go on Peter's new Toyota, okay? Which he copied me, you know. Okay, thank you much, Foolish, right?
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Foolish. All right, Foolish, here on Lewis of the Derek Shapiro Show.
He's never
59.
Coming back, is he?
No.
No, I don't think so.
He probably won't even show his face at Rich Productions, you know? All right, so your song Contagious, of course. Get a lot of emails for this. It's not on the countdown yet, of course. Not yet, okay? Not yet. But, of course, we're going to play your song Contagious. Tell us what this song's about again.
It's about being absolutely fabulous. It's just basically like a diva song.
A diva
just
song.
Being like the shit and just kind of discussing that and being proud to be a woman and being powerful. And so then I have a feature on there, Lyrical. And
who's Lyrical?
Lyrical is a reggae artist that I've collabed with in the past.
So this is a female
You should have
song.
Him on your show.
Really?
Well he's telling me that I'm hot.
Really? You are hot.
We're hot like fire.
You are hot like fire. I mean, you're sizzling. But let me ask you a question. If this is a female song, how can males relate to this song?
Well, because men can feel like they're, you know, they got their swag on.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, all right. So I got my swag on for this
one. It's a club song. It's like, you know, a club banger.
All right, this is a club banger.
It makes you want to take your top off, Derek.
Well, I'm going to take my top off.
And get an Impala.
Get an Impala. Here's Contagious. Now, here, Lose All the Derek Shapiro Show. We're going to Michael Davis next, owner of Cartridge World.
I'm a beast ready to feed on you haters
at lightning speed.
You can't imagine my style.
No way, no way.
I can go for miles and miles.
All day, all day.
You'll never catch up to my level.
You'll never catch up to my level.
I bury your bitches with a shovel.
I mean you're dead, yeah.
I'm so outrageous. So contagious. So contagious. I'm so outrageous. So contagious. So contagious. I'll make you sick.
That trip by your rose, I'm needed. First aid, minstrels, I've been bleeding. Yo, minstrels, I've been bleeding. Cold gone crazy, and they're screaming. Sick from the door, sick, sick from the doorstep. Sick from his throat, sick, sick from his throat. Can't move like federal detention. Quarantine, seek medical attention. Stages, one lock we up and cage us. But can't cut the size of the stages. So big, but no room for the haters. So sick, this tune is contagious. One of it, can't sting like the sunny bee. But it's supposed I got it back stand in front of me. Suddenly, the virus start running free. Not sick now, don't worry cause you're gonna be.
I'm so outrageous. So contagious. So contagious. I'm so outrageous. So contagious. So contagious. I'll make you sick.
Right, we're back live. Lose Yourself, the Derek Shapiro Show. www.derekshapiroshow.com. Of course, I closed out my webpage, Peter. Of course, I closed out my webpage. If you're looking for my webpage, the Derek Shapiro Show, I closed it up. So I'll get it back later. Of course, it's in the front room. Yeah. And my son is here. We gotta close him out. Okay. Live. Lose Yourself, the Derek Shapiro Show. www.derekshapiroshow.com. Episode 59, of course, with Michael Davis from Cartridge World Camp Creek. How are you doing, Mr. Michael Davis?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Yes, thank you. And we have Melissa Rose over here.
Yes, nice to have you, Mr. Davis.
Yes, it's a three-ring circus, of course. You know what I'm saying today? I bring my children to work, of course, you know? And it's a privilege, you know what I'm saying? To have my children. Like, well, I'm going to the movies afterwards. No, you don't have to answer that. That's my son.
Oh.
Is that Repeat?
Yeah, I think it was him.
Repeat, what do you need?
Those two mics behind you are on.
Oh, it is on.
So you can use it.
Oh, okay. Oh, well, okay.
Okay, well, I'll stand in the back.
Okay, thank you very much, Repeat. Let me lock the door so my son will come in. Because I'll target my son, I'll pay attention to my son during songs, of course. Bring your kids to work day. That's what I always do. This is a free loaded show, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But actually, I want you to have this microphone.
Yeah, he needs to be in the rear.
Yeah, I'm going to be in the rear. Okay, now, of course, you own Cartridge World Camp Creek. We're in East Point, Georgia, of course.
That's correct.
And of course, I come into your place. What was your first thought of me? Be honest.
Wow. Didn't know what to make. I knew you had a lot of energy.
Yes.
You're a very personal guy.
Yes, thank you.
And really didn't know what to make from there until you started talking.
Yes.
Because I came out of the office and they said, there's someone here to see me. And there you are, Mr. Personality.
Yes, yes. Thank you. Yes. Now, of course, this is a brand new store, of course. Mm-hmm. Fairly new. How many months?
Opened up November 13th.
Really?
So we've been open almost 4 months now.
What is the craziest thing that happened to you at Cartridge World Camp Creek, other than me coming in the store?
Gosh, the craziest thing?
Yes.
I've had people come in who really thought this was like a Sprint store.
Really?
And, you know, it says Cartridge World. We've got the cartridges up there, and they're asking me about Sprint products. And I'm like,
really?
Dude, Sprint's down here. We sell cartridges.
Really?
And it kept going. I mean, I've had that kind of thing. People don't know what store they're in.
Really?
Yeah.
Hey, Melissa, you want to ask anything?
So you said 4 months you guys have been in business. How has it been for you thus far?
Business has been great. I mean, what we do at Cartridge World, for those who don't know, is Cartridge World, we actually sell remanufactured ink and toner cartridges for up to 40% less than what you get at Staples or Office Depot.
Really?
And things of that nature. So in this economy, everyone's looking to save some money. So, like, my cartridge in my house is $20 cheaper in my store than it is at Staples.
Really?
Oh, wow.
So you've got a lot of people coming in, a lot of businesses coming in. We do free business delivery, pick up of the empties. We do recycling.
Right.
We do community programs, like I told you before. We'll do fundraising for schools.
Okay.
Really?
And give money back to them because it's important to be a part of the community. But
oh,
we,
awesome.
We've brought in, actually, since you've been there, brought in PC repair, printer repair. We sell pre-owned
really?
Equipment, so we've made it more of a solution store now.
So it's all because of me. That's why you brought it in.
that and everyone who came in who said, gas is too much.
Gas is
you
too
can
much.
Do this. You can do this in one trip.
Really?
I said, I'm an entrepreneur.
Really?
What can I do to help you guys come see me more than five times a year?
Awesome. Now, in addition to that, have you got any famous people in there? Because you're so close to the airport, of course. I mean, literally, when I was in the shopping plaza, almost thought a plane was going to crash. No, I'm kidding. No, but I mean, you're so close to the airport, you know. Has any famous people ever come by?
Most of them have been political and business type people.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm a member of a bunch of Chamber of Commerce, so a lot of the business leaders and political leaders in Fulton County have come through, which is nice.
Really?
So we've got South Fulton Chamber of Commerce as a customer, and a lot of those business leaders came to our grand opening.
Awesome.
There's probably been celebrities that have come in. Like, actually, there was a radio host, Tawana Black, this runs a gospel interview
okay,
show 104.1. She's a customer of ours.
Really? Oh, okay.
And I believe, I think...
104.1?
104.1. And
that's
I think
funny
that
you say that because I interviewed someone from that radio station. It was on the Derek Shapiro Show. But sometimes I do crossovers with other radio stations. And he's a disc jockey at nighttime. I've had him on my show from the same station.
Oh, wow.
Small world. Though I wasn't in there as an acquaintance of mine, I think Simon's been in.
Who's
a famous... Mm-hmm. DJ here, and I'm not sure if our Terrell, who's also
yes.
some of the, but there's a lot of people that come in during the day because I'm out much
yep,
like
exactly.
you, beating the rush.
Exactly.
Out yeah. doing business development.
Exactly.
Trying to get to, hey,
exactly.
Please come and join us.
And of course, you got famous Derek Shapiro in your store, too.
Exactly. And you know, we'll take this, we'll put this in a website
exactly.
and link to so we can get some SEO.
That's
people
awesome.
Come to both our sites.
That's awesome. You know, of course, what's your website?
Our website is www.atlinkrefill.com.
Mm-hmm. And your email?
Email address to the store is info500@cartridgeworldusa.com.
And a person that can get a hold of you, your phone number there?
It's area code 404-629-5200.
Mm-hmm.
The one thing I want to announce that's brand new is
sure.
we basically have a new subscription service, so anyone anywhere across the country will drop ship to you. Our prices are only 40% less.
Mm-hmm.
If you buy the stuff online and let us ship it to you, we're going to take 10% off, so we might be up to 50% less,
wow.
so we can ship anywhere. Because we want to get to the point with the gas prices, if you don't want to come in,
really?
We'll just drop it to your door. Or if you're in Alaska, you're in California, New York.
Or Rhode Island, my home state.
Or Rhode Island. or even Alabama, where Foolish
is. Yes.
We'll ship it to him there.
if Foolish ever goes to your store, I'm afraid he might fall asleep, right?
Well, that's true. And the good advantage is I can ship to him, so
really?
No one will be asleep in my store.
Awesome. Well, you're open business hours?
Business hours, Monday through Friday. We're open from 9:30 to 6.
Yep.
Saturday from 10 to 4. We're closed on Sunday, but we can ship to you any of the week.
Now, let me ask you a question, because this
yes.
is going to be happening in your neck of the woods.
Yes,
okay?
sir.
Did you see these flyers next door to your business?
I just saw them just today. I was at the store this morning.
You did? Okay. Because I didn't put in your store because I was closed, you know. I was going to tape it on your window, you know, when you were closed, you know. but it was funny because, of course, we're doing this benefit concert. Mm-hmm. And Melissa's performing. If you want to come to that, you
I will definitely come see
Melissa. Well, I'm in Aqua.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm the one in Aqua.
Oh, yeah, she's not going to be in College Park because you own an electric company, of course.
Yeah, we're at the home show that weekend.
At the home show. Yeah. And, of course, yes, you're a business owner, too, of course, with your boyfriend.
Lightning Bug Electric.
Okay, see, Lightning Bug Electric and Cartridge World Camp Creek. Look at that. Two great businesses here. And Lisa, the Derek Shapiro Show. I'm sorry? Oh, Lightning Bug Electric. She's going to light up all the bugs like me and you. You know what I'm saying, Pete?
You're not right.
No.
Okay, so let's talk about March of Dimes.
Yes. Oh, yeah, March of Dimes. Okay. I'm losing myself. Okay, of course. this 2-day spring break, of course, showcase happens, of course, 2 weeks from tonight, of course. Mm-hmm. April 2nd is the first night. It's a hip-hop, rock, R&B, and more. Day one, Pelican Bay Sports Bar, 3461 Roosevelt Highway, Suite 115, Wayfield Plaza, College Park, Georgia. Live broadcast on the DSSTVstation.com, which is my internet TV station now. And Fandango is second day, April 3rd, which you're performing there, Melissa. And Ackworth.
And Maria's there.
And Maria. Oh, yes, the type yes.
Dance who doesn't speak Word,
that's right, Maria, the owner of Fandango's. Yes,
is I'm she sorry. The owner?
She's the owner, Maria Tega. Really? Yes, she is so nice. She does speak English.
How do you know if she's nice? She doesn't even speak.
I love her. She's great. I mean,
Derek, you can tell me she doesn't speak English.
It's a love triangle between me, you, and Gloria. You know.
Who's Gloria?
Gloria's the owner. Melissa? Who are you talking about, Melissa?
Maria is the little girl with the really tight pants who does not speak a word of English and just laughs at you.
Maria, that's the waitress. Okay, I got it confused. Okay, Gloria's the owner. Maria's the waitress. Yes. Fandango's. Okay, second day is... Okay, so it's going to be Melissa with Maria and Gloria. I'm telling you. And your boyfriend's going to be there too that day, right?
Probably.
Oh, shucks. Okay.
After this show, yeah, I don't think he's ever going to leave myself.
Fandango Restaurant Bar, 6548 Highway 92, Suite 150, Ackworth, Georgia. Live broadcast here on the Derek Shapiro Show.com, Sunday, April 3rd, 2 weeks from tomorrow, in Ackworth. But hopefully you can attend, of course, the College Park one, you know, and the Ackworth one, too, if you want to come all the way to Ackworth.
Well, I have to come to hear her sing.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. Ackworth. So,
and it's for a good cause.
It is for a good cause. The March of Dimes, of course. Already put on money to the March of Dimes already, too, for this show, of course. You know, we're starting early for the money for the March of Dimes, of course. I believe in giving back to the community, of course. Mm-hmm. And you give back to the community, too, through our Cartridge World, too?
Yes, we do.
What do you do for the community?
We do fundraisers for nonprofits, schools, and churches. We buy them collecting inkjet and laser cartridges. We pay them for the ones we use.
Awesome.
We also take all the recycling in, kind of take that in, and I actually use that to help fund these projects. So
awesome.
Then all these schools, PTAs that need money, and then for police, fire, teachers, and veterans, we give 10% discounts to really help people that don't make as much as they should, make it a little more affordable to get products they need.
Awesome. All right, so we're going to go with the number 4 song for the month of... Oh, Ashley, hold on for 1 second. I need a piece of paper. If you could talk amongst yourself just for a second, I can get something in the studio over there just for a second. If you're going to ask me any question, I'm just going to get a piece of paper quick.
Whatever you want to talk about, Mr. Davis.
Well, let's talk about your music.
Okay.
Because I just met you, and you've got a great vibe to you.
I'll tell you.
Okay, thank you.
All right, and...
That was a 2-second conversation.
That was not
Well, I do thank you, of course, but I want to go over the list before we go to the number... 4 songs for the month of February, of course, is a countdown show, too. And we're missing Roller's song, of course, and Dante, number 5. But the number 12 song for last month, Diversity, The Sweetest Hangover. 11 is Rick Ashman from Providence, Rhode Island, with Higher and Higher, of course. 10 is Jay Profane from Rhode Island, Lie to Me. 9 is Jay Punk featuring Murph, is still here. 8 for the month of February is Jay Rhythm, We Are the Sky. And that's, of course, my brother-in-law, Jay Rhythm. 7 is Russian Roulette featuring Jay Profane with Tip of My Tongue. 6 is Rob Thomas with Someday, Dante and Rola. Number 5 with My Rage, and I'll have her song tonight. And we'll play the 4th song, Clinton Mason, who I interviewed in East Point, Georgia, 4th of July. Hmm. His song is number 4 now for the month. America Praise God, of course, on the same show as Kirk Cameron, of course. And this is really great. So thank you much for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you, and PVP, you have the song? Okay, here it is now. This is how the Derek Shapiro Show. Themselves.
proud America was known to me as a country built on God, the money reads, in God we trust, so let us put our trust in God to save us. I remember in grammar school how we used to pray before class began. Do you remember when the president and the government need the Lord too, just like me and you? We have to pray for them too. America, 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 America. Praise God, praise God. America, 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 America. Praise God, praise God. America, America, united we stand, divided we fall, we are as one, the president need us like we need him. And we all need God. The military is made up of our families, mothers, fathers, uncles, brothers, and our sisters. Sing a song. Y'all remember that? Full of the hope that the darkness have brought us. Praise God. America. Yeah. America. 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 I said now praise the Lord. Praise God. Praise God. Ooh. America. America.
For which it stands.
One nation.
One nation.
Under God.
Under God.
Indivisible.
Indivisible.
With liberty.
With liberty.
And justice.
And justice.
For all.
America.
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 Come on.
Back live, of course, DerekShapiroShow.com. Melissa, Rose is my co-host. Pete, come in here, Pete. Repeat. Repeat.
Your son is a doctor.
My son is a doctor. Look at this. Oh, wow. My son, we find crutches in the studio. Come here, Repeat. Come here.
Where did he find this crutch from?
Oh, no. Look at this crutch. See, I need a crutch. You go on front because people want to see your face better than mine, I think, right?
How do you know?
Because I know. I did a study on
this. Can people call in and...
Sure, people could call in. 678-760-1235.
Oh, they really can?
Well, yeah. I'll put them on the cell phone, you know, on speakerphone, you know. 678-760-1235. You could crank call me anytime you want. That's my phone. Whose crutch is this, by the way?
I don't know.
It's James' crutch. I don't know what happened to James. I guess he got his foot ran over or something.
His foot ran over? How did your brother get your foot ran over?
James is James.
Wow. Did you ever get your foot run over?
I did, actually, once by a Bulgarian.
What's a Bulgarian?
I used to wrestle. Well, a Bulgarian is about 5'3 and nothing but solid muscle.
Really?
If you see any Bulgarian, they're always 5'3, 5'5, probably 4'9, and nothing but solid muscle, like calf muscle.
Oh.
Just
ridiculous. I'm like a tall Bulgarian, right?
No. You're about nothing but fat.
Pete, you've said some really nice things today, like Foolish makes people fall asleep, and I call Derek fat.
I try to be as nice to everybody as possible.
Wait, repeat. On the PHAT, right?
Yes, yeah. Exactly. Exactly.
So Peter, of course, repeat. Of course, Repeat. I always repeat myself with him because he's Repeat. Because he's Repeat. You know, right, Melissa?
Yes, Repeat.
Right, Melissa?
Repeat.
Okay, so let me ask you a question. You want to talk about politics, right?
Yes.
But here, we could talk about political thing with Libya, okay? Because I saw today, Ashley, you want to talk about politics? I'm going to make this interesting, okay? Hillary Clinton is not president. She's Secretary of State. Why does she look fat? Not the P-H-A-T. F-A-T in the face. You know what I'm saying?
Maybe she's a stress eater.
It's stress. She has to deal with, you have Japan, you have Liberia, you have this new thing in Saudi Arabia, what country?
Libya, right?
Well, Libya and Saudi Arabia just put troops in, I forget which country it is.
Really? Oh, but Egypt, of course, too.
Oh, yeah, Egypt, of course.
Egypt.
She has a lot of stuff on her plate. Dang, what?
I have a question.
Let me look it up.
What's happened in Japan, of course, you know, with the earthquake, with the tsunami? I mean, I have the videos on the DSS TV station. I put it up there, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that's the end of the world?
That's what they say. Get right with God, Derek.
I mean, that's why America praise God, you know what I'm saying? By Clinton Mason, you know?
Well, they say in 2012.
Think it's the end of the world?
It's the end of the world
no,
as we know it.
I just think that the media takes tragedy and then just basically, you know, amplifies it.
Yeah. So like us.
Well, I'm not amplifying anything.
No, but we're the media. This is the Derek Shapiro Show.
Yes, amplify.
DSS TV station is the media.
Well, everything is a tragedy, no matter what happens.
Is this a tragedy?
Yeah. When Britney Spears, you know, gains weight, it's a tragedy.
It's a tragedy. The whole world has to know about it. Yeah. It's the end of the world now.
And Lindsay Lohan...
Yeah, if Lindsay Lohan goes to court because she got a speeding ticket, the whole world is going to end.
Really? Now that we have, because stuff like this has been going on for years, but now that we have technology where if an uprising happens overseas, we know about it in a split second. Before, we didn't have that technology, so nobody really knew about it.
Exactly.
It's just, you know, history just repeats itself.
Exactly.
You have uprisings every single day.
And America can't mind their own business.
Exactly.
We always have to meddle with everybody else. Even though we have tons of problems here.
That's, we don't want
that.
Exactly.
Fuck that. Let's go over there and help
exactly.
that.
Exactly.
we don't want to address our problems here.
Yeah, we want to go over there.
Exactly. So what are the politics you want to talk about, Repeat, before we go to the next one?
I don't know.
Want to talk about
anything? Something
what about politics?
Do you believe in the Illuminati? I'm fascinated with the Illuminati.
I believe in them, but I don't really know as much about them as I would like.
Okay, let me ask a question. Illuminati, if I get this straight, okay? Correct me if I'm wrong, that they sell your soul to the devil, right?
Well, it's like an elite group of people that you can only be a part of the Illuminati by bloodline.
But
is it bloodline or money?
Yeah,
no,
by
money. I think it's by money.
It's by bloodline, and then people like Lil Wayne, they say,
so for
are
instance,
the puppets.
Like Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
Okay, so for instance...
Let's talk about that.
Okay, so let me ask you this good question. If it was my time and they said, Derek Shapiro, it's his time to go. A, because Illuminati is supposed to kill off the people.
They're supposed to assassinate your character first and make you look like a lunatic. And
so,
then when you get on drugs, they're going to make you look like you killed yourself. But you really didn't because they did it.
Okay, so let me ask you a question.
They're the eye in the sky.
If it was my turn, or
it's
your turn, God forbid, okay... Would you want someone to save you, like your boyfriend to save you, or would you want to? Would you save me? But I'll save you. You know what I'm saying? I'll save you. Well, maybe not. No. But would you save me?
Why don't you think you can save someone from the Illuminati?
Could you? Now, let me play the devil's advocate, because I don't really know anything
about the Illuminati. I just want to play the devil.
But.
I like that. Oh, yes. Woo-hoo!
I really think somebody in an organization can have that much power.
Yes.
How would somebody obtain that much power? Because it sounds all fine and dandy to say, you know, you have this organization that meets in private, nobody knows who they are, and they run the world. But how can this, in today's society, with the technology that we have, can that be really exist?
I'm going to tell you one thing to close this up before we play the song. I rule the world more now because I own two world websites, the DerekShapiroShow.com, www.worldwideweb, right, you know, and DSS TV station, World Wide Web, you know, www. So I'm ruling the world more and more each day.
I hear you. Right? Did you sell your soul to the devil?
No. I mean, well, actually, I'm a Rich Productions, so I guess that's close enough. Okay.
Well, there you have it.
Okay.
Well, you're Jewish. And
exactly.
Jews, they rule the world.
Exactly. Me and you, Melissa.
We rule the Hollywood.
That's right.
So you are just, you're in like Flynn.
Exactly. Hollywood and music.
Exactly.
You want everything.
Well, we're going to play the next song, Rob Thomas, and this is Mockingbird, the number third song for the month of, what month?
We're in March.
I know, but this is for the month of February.
February.
Yes, because, of course, we go live in once a month, of course. Well, twice a month, but this show, once a month, of course, the countdown show. So Rob Thomas, Mockingbird, Rich Production Studios, live, Lose Yourself to Derek Shapiro
Show!
We stand somewhere in between this moment and the end. Will we bend, or will we open up and take this whole thing in? Everybody else is smiling, and their smiles don't fade. And you don't even wonder why, you just don't think that way. Maybe you and me got lost somewhere. We can't move on, we can't stay here. Or maybe we've just had enough. Well, maybe we ain't meant for this love. You and me tried everything, but still that mockingbird won't sing. Oh man, this life seems hard enough. Well, maybe we ain't meant for this love. Take my hand, and I will lead you through the broken promised land. Yes, I can, oh yes, I can. I can be there when you need it. I give it all to you, can't feel it anymore. Just leave someday. I don't wanna turn around if you just walk away. Maybe you and me got lost somewhere. We can't move on, we can't stay here. Or maybe we've just had enough. Well, maybe we ain't meant for this love. You and me tried everything. Still that mockingbird won't sing. Oh man, this life seems hard enough. Well, maybe we ain't meant for this love.
All right, got some, of course, sponsors for you. That was Rob Thomas and Mockingbird, of course. Before we go to the next segment, of course, let me just mention some sponsors quick. Magic Wings in Decatur, 2549 Flat Shoals Road, Decatur, Georgia, of course. They have everything from Decatur's own Magic Burgers, wings, fish sandwiches, fish dinners, wing combos, and, of course, they deliver. Give them a call now, 404-484-4126. That's 404-484-4126. Magic Wings, 2549 Flat Shoals Road, Decatur, Georgia. And, of course, Dry Clean Express, new owners. I visited there today, actually, in Roswell, Georgia. They're located at 893 Holcomb Bridge Road, Suite 100, Roswell, Georgia, behind CVS at Warsaw Road. Of course, 893 Holcomb Bridge Road. You can visit their website, drycleanexpressga.com. Give them a call now, 770-650-9400. Radiance Light Systems, formerly of, what's that tanning place in Marietta, of course? I can't think of that. Wolf Tan USA. Free teeth whitening card, of course. 2145 Roswell Road, Suite 230, East Lake Shopping Center, Marietta, Georgia, of course. First time users only after purchase of dental kit. I'm reading what's on the business card, actually. Give them a call now, 770-565-8266. I'm moving the phone number. Wow. Can't be that. I'm moving the phone number. Radiance Light Systems, 770-565-8266. Wolf10USA.net is the website, or RadianceLightSystems.com, of course. Then, of course, China Chef, Dine-In Takeout, of course, 3305 Ackworth Oaks Drive, Suite 700, Ackworth, Georgia. China Chef, I'm getting hungry for Chinese food, so I'm going to go to China Chef, of course, of 3305 Ackworth Oaks Drive, Suite 700, Ackworth, Georgia. Give them a call now, 678-574-0848, 678-574-0848. Or if you're on the side of town of Alpharetta, go to Lee Garden Chinese Restaurant, authentic Chinese cuisine. Dining carry out, 11770 Hainesbridge Road, Suite 603, Alpharetta, Georgia. Yes, Lee Garden Chinese Restaurant, authentic Chinese cuisine. 11770 Hainesbridge Road, Suite 603, Alpharetta, Georgia. Give them a call now, 770-740-1698, 770-740-1698, or 770-740-0378. You mention them with a if $20 or more, you get $3 off. $30 or more, you get $5 off. Or $50 or more, you get $10 off. All right, bring in London Shapiro. London! Come here. Me and Melissa are going to be asking you some questions quick. Then we're going to go with another song to play, the Kirk Cameron interview. Come here. I'll ask you, you know what I might do? Well, I might go with the Kirk Cameron interview after this and then play the last two songs, of course, all right? All right, so here at London, oh, I'm sorry, I poked my own daughter in the eye, but I'm sorry. Oh, the G. Okay.
Welcome,
so,
London.
You use that microphone. You go to that one.
Oh, I
got
to put it
down. Well, no. Well, it's okay. Well, okay, you want to use this one?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll just come right next.
Yeah, come right over here. And London, tell me about yourself. What is up with you? What's up with you?
What are you talking about?
I don't know. Melissa, what do you want to ask my daughter, London?
Well, tell us about yourself, London. How old are you? You're very pretty, by the way. You're very fashionable.
Thank you. I am 10 years old. And, I like sports. I like soccer, basketball, and football.
Oh, repeat doesn't want you to do that with your hands. But show us your nails. Oh. Your nails are very pretty.
Oh. Yeah, show them. See? Look at the nails.
Where did you get your nails done? Plug the nail salon.
Well, I didn't get them at the nail salon. My mom bought a pack. And then.
Oh, she did them for you.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
Tell the nation where you're going this Thursday on a field trip.
Oh, yes. I'm going to Tennessee Aquarium.
Oh, you are?
In Chattanooga.
Yes, in Chattanooga. I'm going to Ruby Falls. I'm going to the Tennessee Aquarium, the theater, the theater. And I'm going to have a lot of fun, and I'll be back at my school so my dad can pick me up at
6 p.m.
Yeah.
This Thursday. So I'll be at 6 p.m. this Thursday picking her up at the school.
Yes.
All right, so people want my autograph, I'll be signing autograph. Yeah, okay, well, we're going to go on to the next. Actually, you want to play a song first and come back with a Kirk Cameron segment then? We'll play Akon, of course, number two segment song for the month of February. Akon featuring Colby Adonis with Beautiful, because Melissa Rose and London Shapiro are both beautiful. Beautiful! Lose yourself to Derek Shapiro Show, episode 59, DerekShapiroShow.com. Let's all say show. Derek Shapiro Show! The Derek Shapiro Show. My son wants to be held. My 5-year-old son, River, and Melissa. Look at this. River, we are lucky. We have Melissa Rose, River. What do you say about that? Riv?
He's had enough of
me. He's speechless. We got to go to Hooters afterwards. I shouldn't say that right now because Kirk Cameron's up next. This is the fourth time he's back on my show. I split his interview up last year. The first time I ever interviewed Kirk Cameron, of course, he was promoting his movie Fireproof. Did you see the movie Fireproof about marriage?
I've seen bits and pieces about it.
Okay, so if it's about marriage, how come you're not married yet?
I don't believe in marriage.
But Kirk Cameron does, of course, you know. And of course, you know, me being divorced, of course, you know.
Do you believe in marriage?
Well, I got married, but now I'm divorced, you know.
I know the story of Fireproof, right? It was well, the guy was very selfish and he wanted to spend all this money on a boat and he didn't pay attention to his wife.
Kirk Cameron's character, yes. And he was a fireman in the movie too. Mm-hmm. Now, the second time he came back to my show, he was he came to Marietta last year, back in August, interviewed him. And the second time I split his interview up because we talked about his friend that died from growing pains, of course, I played Boner. Mm-hmm. And now I asked him in the same interview, but I don't want to put all in the same interview. About Leonardo DiCaprio, of course. Did you know he's starring Growing Pains?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I remember
And,
that.
Of course, Alan Thicke's son, of course. You know Alan Thicke, who played his father, is Robin Thicke. So here's the Kirk Cameron interview. Right now, Lose Yourself, the Derek Shapiro Show, episode 59. Then we'll go to the number one song. Here's Kirk Cameron interview. Shy old co-star Leonardo DiCaprio, his movies today?
You know, I catch him every once in a while, but to tell you the truth, Derek, I haven't seen him in a lot of his movies.
Right.
I think it's mostly because I don't get to see a whole bunch of movies myself.
Right.
With six kids and running around and doing new projects.
Right.
I actually haven't seen too many.
And one last question: what do you think about Robin Thicke's music? You know, of course, Alan Thicke's son's music.
What do I think of it?
Yes.
Yeah, well, I think it's good. I knew since the time he was a little kid, Derek, that he was going to be a really talented musician.
Right.
Because his dad's a talented musician. His dad wrote a lot of theme songs.
Yep.
Like Strokes and The Facts of Life. I think Alan wrote those theme songs. And so his son picked up the talent, and I could tell that he was talented when he was a little kid.
Sure. Well, I had to ask you that, but this is a music show, too, of course, you know. And, of course, we'll play, you know, the musician from the theme song for Fireproof again. What's his name again?
Warren Barfield.
Warren Barfield.
Sing a song on your show. I think that's what your fans want to hear you sing a song.
Let me tell you what's going on tonight. At 9:30, of course, we do the Hip Hop Showcase, brought to you by 14th in Atlanta at Sam Stone Studios. 9:30, DJ Dreams is going to be broadcast, of course. We'll go with the number one song. Here's Michael Jackson, Akon, Hold My Hand. Number one song for the month of February. Then we'll get Lose Yourself, the Derek Shapiro Show, having technical problems live. Lose Yourself, the Derek Shapiro Show, that we can't help out, of course. Michael Jackson, Akon, number one song.
Ooh, oh, we can be alright, yeah. When it gets dark and when it gets cold, we hold each other till we see the sun, yeah. Oh,
The Kirk Cameron thing. When we rebroadcast this in 5 more days, we're gonna this went haywire, of course. But people can see this, of course, live. People can hear the whole broadcast. It's gonna be bounced down, of course, in 5 more days. It's rebroadcast. You can hear the Kirk Cameron interview. Just great, you know what I'm saying? All right, I'm gonna close out for tonight. I do thank, of course, Repeat. I do thank Repeat, my producer. I do thank Melissa Rose. Give it a big hand from Lisa Rose. I thank my daughter London Shapiro. I do thank, of course, Foolish. I do fall asleep with Foolish. And I do thank Michael Davis, of course. So of course, next month we have episode 60 with former linebacker Michael Reed, of course. Until next time, next month, have a great month. And of course, 9:30 is the show, the hip hop showcase in Atlanta. Take it easy, DJ Dreams, 9:30. Take it easy. Bye bye.